The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." On our way to Tennessee, I made sure that I spent time with the youth. The Holy Spirit wanted me to hear what are their focus are. What have they been thinking? Because out of the riches of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. What is important to you without you knowing about it, it will show. So I listened. We start talking about the issues of their times. Okay? And I said and we go back and forth and we laugh about it. Until finally I said, okay, now that we know what is going out there. Right? What are the evil or the negative things? What's darkness up there? What are we going to do about it? This calls for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. Okay, we know what the problem is. We know what is wrong. But what are we going to do about it? And we started having this conversation. You don't want what is happening? Then change the message. We have to have a message that will counteract that. Because when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. So whatever is happening in this country, the Lord is raising a standard against it through us, through the body of Christ, those who have ears to hear. So let us not just talk about it. Let's do something about it. Joshua and I have been talking about this for months. And James, they were telling me that the comic superheroes that we have, the comics, they got replaced. Just like Captain America became an enemy of the state, and he got replaced. And some of them became a woman, and some of them from white folks to black. It has to be a woman. It has to be part of the LGBT. It has to be black. It has to be brown. It has to be all of that. And it's just like, you do not change the culture. And so the comic circulations, they only sold 10,000 copies. So they're going down the hill because people are not saying about it. But at the same time, this is America. We cannot just lay low, stand still, and roll over. We'll do something, especially amongst the young, that will be extraordinary. And sometimes it will be on the fringe. And that's what we're seeing in our society right now. And we, the body of Christ, should not allow anybody to define us because of the color of our skin. Okay? They should not divide us. We should not even touch that issue. Okay? So when the eclipse came about, and I said, like, glory to God, and all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me. All along, even our conversations and everything else was ordained by the Lord. All along, and he told me, Christina, everybody is focusing on the darkness, but just like this eclipse, it will only last for a while, and then the sun will rise with healing in its hands. And I said, no matter what you are going through, darkness, even in this country, not unless we touch it, it will only be for a while. You understand what I'm saying? And then God spoke to me and said, you know, and said, millions of people are watching this. They're all over it, the scientists and everything else. And this is like, the reasons why I send you here is to show you. And said, in spite of everyone's resources and smarts and the know-hows and the discoveries, they cannot cause a solar eclipse. Only me. Hello? They cannot cause any solar eclipse. Only me and only us. Remember Joshua speaking to the sun and the moon? Only us, the body of Christ, have that supernaturally heavenly awesome power in the name of Jesus to do that. The world cannot do it. So why would we roll over with the issues of our times? Hello? Nobody can do that. No matter how much, they're still catching up. And what happened in the book of Exodus? They're still trying to catch up and trying to explain those things. So they have thousands of years to catch up. In the meantime, here is God creating things and says like, I will do whatever I please. And I says like, thank you for the God that you are. And thank you that in spite of us, you included us in your plan. You gave us this awesome name and authority, and you gave us this protection. So why are we afraid to speak? Hello? You know, I was born in the Philippines with my parents. I don't know why. The Holy Spirit led me one time and said, find out your lineage. I know my lineage, God. I know my lineage. My father, especially my father, my great-grandfather, were from Spain. Spaniards. And we have Chinese blood in us and Malaysian blood. I said, like, I know where it came from. But I said, look it again, and said, because, and said, I am going to prove to you the steps of the righteous, that including little details, your life, it is weaved in such a perfection. This is like, okay. So I type my father's name, and says like, since you said it, and said like, I guarantee you, you have a surprise for me. And this is like, because remember God, there isn't the scriptures, don't focus on genealogies, because it will just lead to arguments and pride. And I said, like, but since you're the one who's telling me and you're showing me that the steps of the righteous are ordained by the Lord, we memorize it, we believe it, but we take it for granted. It's an elaborate plan of God. My father's name is Manuel from Emmanuel. Okay. So I came in and lo and behold, it's just like I was stunned. The Ginto family first immigrated in the United States in 1896. Not from Spain, from Italy and France. And I was like, what? It started in 1526, but what caught my eye is the first immigration in New York. The Ginto family immigrated in New York. They stayed in New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Okay. The first immigrant of a Ginto woman name is Emilia. And Emilia married Emmanuel. Why is that significant? Not only my father's name is Manuel, my eldest sister's name is Emilia. Emilia Ginto. Are you getting this? And then went to Italy and France. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. So I told Mr. Sasso, see, Mr. Sasso, when you're telling me that I am half Italian, so there it is. And for 1896, when the family of Ginto moved here, but in France, it's 1526 and 1626 in Italy. All those years, God ordained. And so like, oh, is that the reasons why you send me here? You send the family here. See, there's a lot of things that God made an elaborate and created an elaborate plan in your life. That you will be astounded when you get an understanding. So if God made that elaborate plan, and now here is 2017, transfer of wealth, influence and affluence, political revival in the United States, the body of Christ will emerge as a glorious church. He made an elaborate plan, and he's going to see it through that whatever he purposed and planned in your life will be fulfilled. Are you getting this? And no matter how the darkness, so I did not ask to be born. I was born 10. And of course, the Hispanic people, they're my kissing cousins. We have a lot of cultural things. The blacks, they don't have any choice. They were born blacks. And we have to be comfortable in our own skin. I know I have nothing to do with it, but it is God's plan that I was born with a tan skin. Thank God for that. And for some of you, black, thank God for that. So we cannot be divided based on the color of our skin because we have nothing to do with it. We didn't have any choice. We didn't have anything. So if the white are comfortable in their own skin, let them be. If there is a black pride, if there is a brown pride, let them to be proud of their color of their skin. Let them be comfortable with it. There is nothing wrong about it because they have nothing to do with it. Jesus is not about separation. It's about appreciating each other, just like appreciating the gifts and the strength of each other and then supporting and strengthening the weakness in all of us. Hello? So with this, the Lord gave me such an assurance that all these things, especially what's happening in our universities, this is going to be momentarily. It's just the eclipse. And also, for the body of Christ, you know, we always look at the negative parts of everything. So we focus on it. We focus on the negative. We focus on all of those. And so just like we are focusing on that, just like what God is saying, this is the second tier of the prophecy. The body of Christ may be focusing on the negative, but it's only for a short while now. It will only last for a short moment because we're going to see His brightness and His goodness. And that's where we're going to focus on. I got so excited and I said, like, how can you do that? You just gave us a wonderful prophecy and I thought you cannot top that. How can you do that, God? So what's happening, the negative things and what's happening in our country, continue to praise God, continue to pray, continue to obey what He says. Or just like the eclipse, it will only last for a short time. Same thing with the darkness that is happening in your life right now. Same thing with the challenges. It only happened in such a short while. And the things that will manifest in a big way is they will just happen as if we don't put any effort to it. Are you getting this? We need to follow God's ways of doing things. We need to change our mindset into everything because He is the one who can only cause the solar eclipse. And He is the only one through us who can turn this country around, on who can turn your life around. Only Him, because everything else is just like they will never, not one of them, even if they put everything in their power and their resources, they cannot make a solar eclipse.
Amen. Well, I hope all of you took that message to heart. I'm actually here with Pastor Chris, who's now here with me in the recording booth, and she actually wanted to expound upon what she was talking about.
Hello, everyone. Joshua and I prayed about what I'm about to share with you because we both felt strongly that this needs to be shared to the body of Christ ASAP. So here it is. In my study time, I started preparing for the prophetic conference. In my study time, one day, the Lord had me research my genealogy, because He's going to show me something that will astound me, that will surprise me. I thought that was strange. I knew where I came from. I was born Filipino with a brown skin. And I know that my father is of Spanish blood, and so is my mother, and my mother have Chinese and Malaysian blood also. But I obeyed, and I researched the Ginto family. I was surprised, just like what God said. The Ginto family originated from Italy and France in the 1600s, not really from Spain. Yes, my great-grandfather is from Spain. But here is also the surprise. The Ginto family moved first in the United States in 1896 in New York. And some moved to other states like Pennsylvania. And the first recorded Ginto family is Emilia. Her name is Emilia. And another, Emmanuel. Why is this significant? My father's name is Manuel. And my parents named their eldest or first daughter Emilia. I always ask God, why send me to the United States, wherein I want to stay in the Philippines and make a difference? And all of us, the body of Christ, can memorize Jeremiah 29:11. That God has a plan for us, that His plan for us is not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future. And what I'm about to share with you is the truth that God has a specific and elaborate plan for your life, for your family, for this state, and for this nation. And He will never forget His plan for us, and He will see His plans
through as long as we believe in him and as long as we follow his ways of doing things. Just like the solar eclipse that lasted only for a few minutes, the darkness lasted only for a few minutes. The darkness that is happening in this country, the afflictions and challenges, the pains in our lives, they're just momentary. That is the great news. If we hold on to his promise and hold on who he is. If we, the body of Christ, is united, we can end all the divisions happening in this country. Let me speak the truth boldly, okay? And I will be one of the first leaders that will speak the truth, not the facts, boldly, because the time is at hand. See, I was born in the Philippines with a brown skin. I did not have any say on the color of my skin. The decision or the plan was made by God. Who are my parents? Where do I live? And so are you. So some of our brothers and sisters born are black. They have nothing to do with it. Some brown, some white. It is ordained by God. I want you to listen to this, Brother Christ. It is ordained by God. So we should not allow the world to divide us based on the color of our skin, nor allow the world or the wicked people to look down on us based on the color of our skin or to look up. We should not allow this generation to pay for the sins of their fathers. If there is a black pride, if there is a Hispanic pride or Asian pride, thank God for that. So, if there is also a white pride, do not call them KKK or Nazis. Let them be and let them take a stand without violence, without anger, without hatred. If you are white, and I know there's some of you, or many of you are, and glad that you are white, so be it. Do not allow the world to define us. Allow God who created us or ordained the color of our skin to define us. The church has been silent for a long, long time, and we are actually divided also. We allowed the world to continue to divide and mess up the lives of our youth, but no more. Just like the solar eclipse, this will be momentary. I will speak the truth. When I was young, I want to conquer the world. I want drastic changes and transformations right there and then. So I am not surprised that our young people want some change. They want radical change. We can guide them into peaceful and a successful transformation in their lives. They are wanting to make a difference. They knew that they have a destiny to fulfill. So they want drastic changes. And they are getting fed up on what is being offered to them and how it is explained to them about the status quo. Do you know that the most conservative group, according to Joshua, showed me that statistics in the United States are high school students? Why? They don't get their information like we do on the news network. They get their information from each other and social media, and they want the real thing. You cannot just talk them into it. They want answers and they want manifestations. And that is great news. See, we allowed political correctness to wreak havoc in our society, and we must not remain silent any longer. Just like what I said previously, in spite of all the resources in the world, the wicked people cannot make the solar eclipse to happen. In other words, only God and his representatives here can make a difference here on earth. And we have his ears, and he is attentive to our prayers. As long as our motivation is love. So if there is a black pride, Hispanic pride, white pride, Asian pride, aren't you glad? What will happen to the world without the blending of our cultures? This is what makes America great. We not only take the pride of our skin color, but pride of our culture, pride of our heritage. And we need to thank God for that. Let each other express themselves and be the best of who we are. If the other's opinions or beliefs are different from ours, let us agree to disagree even as Christians, do not agree, even with our doctrines, with our personality, how to present the gospel. Let us remind ourselves what Jesus told his disciples when there are some people that are not in their group that are healing. Jesus said, those that are not against us are with us. So I don't care if you don't agree with my doctrine, because our unifying force is Christ Jesus. It is not our doctrine. Let us unite on that. So those that are not against us, they are with us. And that comprise majority of the American people. The real America, the real Texas, are those people who represent the fabric of our society, of our nation, are the people, black, white, Hispanic, Asians, who went to Houston, Texas, and other devastated towns and cities by Hurricane Harvey, who brought their resources and helped others. They did not see any color. That is the fabric of our society. Not is what's happening in our colleges and universities right now. But even that darkness is just like the solar eclipse. It will just be momentary, and the sun will rise with healing in his hands. When I was in the corporate world, I was asked about affirmative action. And as a minority and as a woman, they were surprised that I was against it. Why? I do not want people to promote me, to hire me, or to give me a portion of their business because they have to meet their quota for hiring minority. I am as good as anybody else, and probably smarter than some, and more diligent. I consider it as an insult to my abilities, an insult to my intelligence. I do not want to have 15 or 18% of the piece of the pie. I want the whole pie if I can get it. I want to own a company that will hire all the best people in the world, regardless of the color of their skin, instead of meeting a quota. The person who asked me this is a Christian black woman. And afterwards, even though she was surprised at my answer, she agreed with me. I do not want the society to push me aside and dictate to me how far I can go with my dreams or aspirations in life because of my gender or the color of my skin. We have not learned our lesson here in the United States on what we did to the Indian people who were here before us. We separated them from the rest of the world, and we gave them a promise that the government will take care of them and everything, and we deprived them of their pride and joy and the ability to take care of their own, of themselves, of their own family. Now, the minority are trying to do this to our society again, based on the color of our skin or gender, and this is wrong. The color of my skin does not define me. Jesus Christ do. And he is the only one who can tell me what I can and cannot do. Yes, there are people that are here that are prejudiced and wicked. Some of them are white. Some of them are black. Some of them are Asian. Some of them are Hispanic. So there. But those people do not represent America. They do not represent Jesus. They do not represent the body of Christ. America represents majority of the people who helped others, who don't look at the color of their skin, and who ran and used their resources to help others, just like what happened recently here in Houston. America is being represented by those black brothers and sisters in Christ who went to the convention center in Houston and sang and praised Jesus with their wonderful anointed worship songs to bring hope and to bring calmness and peace to those who were devastated by the storm. We are emerging as a glorious church, and we should not be silent in addressing the ills of this country and those that are trying to destroy our young people, our country. This is God's country. If we focus together, if we speak the truth in love, and if we, the body of Christ, will not divide each other based on the color of their skin, the glorious church will emerge, and these afflictions and challenges of this country will just be momentarily. And this is what we want. This is what we want to leave for our children, for the young generation. It is time for us to speak out, the truth in love, body of Christ. And let me be the one of the first to address this. Amen?
Amen. Well, we're about out of time for today, but I just want to say another thank you to all of our new listeners at KRDY, as well as our other listeners at KSLR. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prophetic Voice of Our Time. And I just want to tell you two quick reminders. We got two events coming up. We've got the Prophetic Conference at the end of the month on the 29th and the 30th. It's a free event, so you definitely don't want to miss it. And we're talking about the greatness of the season that we're in. You can find more about the event by going to our website, www.sogmi.org. In addition, we're also holding another fundraising event to finance future endeavors. We are planning another trip to the Philippines, and we're still expanding our website and radio broadcast. So this fundraising event is going to be on September 16th from 10 to 6 p.m. and on the 17th, Sunday, that afternoon, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can come and join us for this fundraising event at 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas. That's at Freedom Fellowship Church. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you.